Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Billionaire George Soros is that rare megalomaniac who not only believes that he's a god, but he revels in behaving like one. He once told The Independent, "It's a sort of a disease when you consider yourself some kind of god, the creator of everything. But I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out." This God complex, combined with his downright amorality and bizarre ideas about society, makes the 92-year-old dude extremely dangerous to democracies, especially America. And, well, there's a book that has come out about it by a guy named Matt Palumbo, The Man Behind the Curtain Inside the Secret Network of George Soros, which documents decades of financial dealings, political operations, and nefarious networks. Early in the book, he highlights the amorality planted perhaps when his Hungarian Jewish family assumed Christian identities and collaborated with the invading Nazis. The teenage Soros accompanied his phony godfather, who inventoried property seized from Jewish families sent to concentration camps, and yet he says he felt no guilt, only detachment. He told in 1998 in 60 Minutes, he said, "I was only a spectator. The property was being taken away. I had no role in taking away that property, so I had no sense of guilt." He likened his actions then to his playing the markets later. In a funny way, it's just like in the markets that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. And he recounts that period as probably the happiest year of my life and a very happy, making, exhilarating experience. While he was taking away the property of Jews going to concentration camps. Besides hubris and amorality, two major ideas drive Soros. He has a personal theory of reflexivity and the philosophy of Karl Popper, his guru at the London School of Economics. Both have inbuilt ironies. While reflexivity might be just an eccentric spectacular's hobby horse, Popper's ideas, riding on Soros' mind and money, could lead the free world into anarchist leftist hell. Simply put, reflexivity says the world is very complex, so humans use perceptual shortcuts like generalizations, dichotomies, metaphors, decision, all those rules. These in turn affect reality via the changes they cause in human behavior. Soros believes that, guided by this concept, he has gamed the markets by recognizing when perception and reality are enough variants for betting big. And like all systems to beat the casino, this is humbug and hubris because it posits someone immune to the perceptual shortcomings that, by the very premise, affects everybody, flicks everybody. But every successful speculator's theorizing gains some intelligence and some indulgence. Never mind the informants and networks he'll never mention, nor is Soros innocent of insider trading either. This is Soros' business. What should worry us is his obsession with implementing Popper's ideas. And in The Open Society and Its Enemies, Popper propounded that no single philosophy possesses the truth, no society is superior to another, and closed cultures are built on taboos and a single version of reality. And in Soros' words, "In open cultures, nobody has a monopoly on the truth, a society which is not dominated by the state or any particular ideology, where minorities and minority opinions are respected." And this may seem idealistic, But quoting Eduardo Andino of Philanthropy Daily, Palumbo points out that if groups must let go of their truth, the open society becomes the overarching truth by which its members must live, leaving no diversity. And witness how conservatives and others resisting the left's anarchic impulses are denounced as authoritarian. And much of that is because Soros-funded leftist causes like Antifa and BLM through his Open Society Foundation, and the NGO he set up with $32 billion to spend on disruption. He is the largest donor in American politics, spending billions on political projects in 37 countries through over 50,000 grants. With sociopathic aplomb, he has destabilized and toppled governments, broken currencies, and attacked Western democracies and institutions, all in the name, he thinks, of freedom, rights, and equity. Palumbo calls Soros a Schrodinger's meddler, both denying and boasting about his activities. When President Edward Shevardnadze's government fell in 2003, Soros said it was the Georgian people's will and he had nothing to do with it. Months later, he told the New York Times, "I'm delighted by what happened in Georgia and I take great pride in having contributed to it." His projects involve anti-communist activities in Poland, ousting a popularly elected president in Ukraine, anti-Gorbachev interventions in Russia. The last denied Russians emerging from 70 years of communism any chance of economic freedom. Because as a one-size-fits-all globalist, he sees the European Union as the embodiment of the idea of the open society, where like-minded states surrender their sovereignty for the common good. But Soros' biggest mission is the downfall of America, which he considers the biggest impediment to an open society. He entered American presidential politics in 2003, opposing George W. Bush and the war on terrorism after 9/11. He started numerous left-wing organizations to influence the social fabric here. As tax-exempt groups, they receive unlimited funds and use them to influence elections. And using his hold on the media and universities and the White House, Soros has been able to push his ideas on racism, ecology and conservation, welfare for illegals, legalizing drugs, getting soft on crime, automatic voter registration, canceling student debt, housing and medical debt as well, and cutting military budgets. Equally, he's pushed socialist agendas such as increasing government dependency, unionizing all jobs, and advancing racial and gender diversity. This may seem unusual coming from someone who made billions in the markets, but it's a potent strategy to destroy the American ideals of competition, merit, and excellence. In 2015, he began to back state prosecutors who wanted to dismantle the criminal justice system, portraying it and America itself as systemically racist. According to him, one should blame the system, not the criminal, who's the real victim. Around the time BLM was growing, he spent hundreds of millions to back candidates who were anti-law and order, weak on crime, tough on gun control, and opposed cash bail. After contributing heavily to Barack Obama's Senate and presidential races and pouring money into Hillary Clinton's campaign, he spent even more to defeat Donald Trump in the 2020 election. He told the World Economic Forum that Trump's America First agenda ran counter to the globalist project. And while he criticized big money's influence on politics, he injected $81 million through the Democracy PAC, using the pandemic as an excuse. His funding vehicle sought to increase vote by mail, expanding opportunities for vote tampering and harvesting. He war-gamed election outcomes and, visualizing a despotic Trump's refusal to leave office, started the Transition Integrity Project, a backup plan of civil disobedience and revolutionary protests. He infiltrated the Biden-Harris team even before it took office by raising $20 million for transition teams of officials to prepare the duo to hit the ground running on day one. Same year, he budgeted $63 million to further progressivism in higher education, beginning with the Central European University in his native Hungary. He also brought together world leaders and Harvard leftists to create a multilateral economic system where America is not dominant. When Viktor Orban forced him out of Hungary for supporting mass refugee resettlement in Europe, he turned to funding universities in America and other countries. This guy's in it for the big game. I mean, he makes Bloomberg look like a rank amateur because he's effective. And he's spending money left, right, and center. This isn't even his interest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are less than 2 months to Election Day, whatever that means anymore, and early voting is gearing up. Reliable polls, Trafalgar Group and Rasmussen reports show Republicans are gaining. Even the Real Clear Politics average of major polls that includes corporate media sponsored or cited surveys, which, by the way, means they're propaganda, show Democrats with a trifling 1.1% edge in the generic congressional poll, and that's bad news for Democrats right now. Corporate media polls are giving Nate Cohn, the New York Times poll parser, the willies. Cohn is well aware of polls' flaws. He just sounded a blue alert for Democrats. Via media ID, said Democratic Senate candidates are outrunning expectations in the same places where the polls overestimated Biden in 2020 and Ms. Clinton in 2016. And that's a polite way of saying the polls are skewed. He cites a failure to make significant methodological changes, which translated means in part a lot of polls oversample Democrats. And what that means is that instead of getting out there and saying 50% this, 50% that, they're saying 70% this and 30% that. Republicans are positioned to rack up a whole heap of wins come November. And Democrat consultants are very aware of this bleak prospect. Now, in order to win now, the Republicans can't be vapid. They must be tough, issue-driven enterprises. Serving up tapioca to voters is a sure way to squander opportunities. Voter discontent can't be assumed to automatically translate to support for Republicans, which heretofore, that's been the Republican game plan. Well, the Democrats suck. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for that. They'd be wise to disregard anything risk-adverse Washington consultants tied to Mitch McConnell advise. A further noteworthy complication here for pollsters is the Democrats' multi-year campaign to suppress the Republican vote. The Epic Times quotes Trafalgar's group head pollster Robert Cahaley about the problem. This voter intimidation in past election cycles led to hidden voters that most polling undercounted, therefore Trump support in key battleground states exceeded expectations. Now the Biden administration has essentially classified MAGA Republicans as a threat to democracy, marshaling federal law enforcement to focus on them. This move has created a new type of voter that will be even harder to poll or even to estimate. This is working backwards for them. They're not intimidating anybody. They're not suppressing anybody. They just, you know, they're becoming the Republican voter of today is the new gun owner, because gun owners do not participate in polls. And now the Democrats are in a pickle. The cynical attacks by Biden on MAGA Americans, the unjustified raid by the rogue FBI on Mar-a-Lago, and the subpoenas targeting dozens of higher-profile Trump allies are proof. The aim of this un-American anti-rights pogrom is short and long-term. Yes, it's about ongoing attempts to voter suppression. But it's also about rallying and mobilizing the Democrats' dispirited voter base this autumn. That's what the Counterfeit Inflation Reduction Act and the Student Loan Forgiveness Ploy are all about. Democrats trying to buy votes. And this isn't new. Democrats have been paying off voters since Andrew Jackson. The act is a sop to man-made climate change zealots and green energy outfits. Biden and congressional Democrats are taking the tax money and hiking government debt, it's $30 trillion and climbing, to line the pockets of environmental groups and solar panel manufacturers and middlemen, among others. Student loan forgiveness mostly targets Democrat or Democrat-leaning voters. It is a forced wealth transfer from working and middle-class Americans who are struggling to pay their bills. Our tax dollars are going to Democrat constituents who obtained expensive degrees and want an easy out from their obligations. Supreme Court ruling sending abortion back to the states is being leveraged by Democrats to create another false narrative. They're demagoguing the issue. But to whatever extent abortion matters to America, today paying rent or mortgage matters more. And yet abortion is the red meat for the Democrat base. Fear-mongering and stoking anger among Democrat constituencies are the hoped-for means of boosting turnout. But that may prove to be in vain. The superior predictor for voter participation this autumn and which party benefits is the turnout occurred during the now concluded Democrat and GOP primaries. This coming from Ellis Insight and Elections Analysis Service. And we get this. Therefore, in 38 comparable states, Republicans saw their turnout numbers rise an official 38.1% in 2022 from their 2018 base, while the Democrats dropped 20.7%. This is significant because the actual vote numbers, as opposed to looking at polling sample data, is usually a better indicator for which party has more election enthusiasm. In lower turnout elections, this element is critical for victory. Turnout numbers, more so than skewed polling, have Democrats rattled. Real voters participated in real primary elections, and Democrats suffered a dramatic drop in numbers, and they have a much steeper mountain to climb now. But corporate media avoids this inconvenient truth. When Republicans capture the U.S. House by larger margins than expected, and when the GOP wins the Senate, the media's credibility will take another well-deserved hit. As Abe Lincoln might have drawled, you can't fool all the voters all of the time. People aren't going to vote in step with the Democrats and the media spin. They're going to vote according to what's impacting their daily life. Growing economic pain, anxiety about crime creeping into suburbs, and stunned dismay at the U.S.-Mexican border evaporation and the ensuing drug crisis are big drivers for voters. While the Democrats are out there talking about 40,000 gun deaths, for example, we had 100,000 plus fentanyl deaths. And none of these fentanyl deaths were broken down into categories like, you know, accidental shootings, justifiable homicide, gang-related homicide, suicide. This is just all just one big glob of 100,000 plus deaths due to fentanyl, which is due to the evaporated border. This kind of an issue is going to cut hard and deep against Biden's Democrats. And that's been the trend for months. A powerful negative one, which is difficult to reverse now. Real Clear Politic poll average on Biden's handling of the three big issues mentioned puts Democrats at a dramatic disadvantage. You have to live in a parallel universe to think Biden's numbers aren't millstones for Democrats. Biden runs yawning deficits on his job approval. Inflation is at minus 31.4, crime minus 22, immigration minus 23.5. And these awful numbers are going to produce a cascading effect. Voters will hold Democrats accountable for this. Ballotopedia compiles voting on Congress's approval and provides an average, and Congress typically scores poorly with voters. Right now, 26% of registered voters gave Congress a thumbs up, 59% thumbs down. And that's among registered voters, not likely voters. But just in the Senate alone, things are tightening up. Lots of things are in play. Republicans have compelling advantages now, and they have ample time to convince voters that they deserve election. But they have to begin pivoting from introducing themselves to hammering issues that impact voters most. Now is the time that they're going to have to sit back and actually think about closing the deal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling installation or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back at those criticizing his efforts to fly illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced.
When Biden is flying these people all over the fruited plain in the middle of the night, I didn't hear a peep out of those people.
Illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed have previously been flown by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to federal shelters across the nation before being released to a family member. General Motors is striking a deal deal to sell up to 175,000 electric vehicles to Hertz Global. The company has announced that GM will supply EVs to the rental car giant starting in the beginning of 2023. That will include the Chevrolet Bolt EV, Bolt EVU, and will probably be followed by newer models afterward. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Any sort of a crime against a child is inexpressibly evil. And for a very long time, for all of my life, the FBI has been uniquely situated to identify, investigate, and arrest the people and groups involved in the trafficking and sexual abuse of our most vulnerable. And FBI agents do this critical work in spite of the tremendous personal cost incurred by close proximity to a crime of such horrific aspect. I mean, just imagine looking at some of the stuff you have to look at in order to go after this kind of crime. And the men and the women of the FBI work these kinds of cases, as well as a gambit of violations that would quail people of lesser commitment. You know, looking at it, you realize that they're actually doing some the work nobody wants to do. But the good that FBI case agents do on a daily basis is obfuscated by the fog of infamy created by the malfeasance of some in FBI leadership. And to ignore this is a betrayal of the integrity and bravery of those who defend America from her enemies, both foreign and domestic. Agents hold themselves to the highest standards and still demand the same from their leadership. It is a disservice to them and an affront to their sense of integrity to excuse, blunt, or cloud the facts surrounding the current culture of partisanship. It is no easy thing to objectively analyze a beloved institution, the G-Man Sanctum, and come to the inescapable conclusion that the core FBI values of fidelity, bravery, and integrity have been betrayed to political masters. An agent's fidelity is to the Constitution and to no other. Agents do not swear an oath to a political party or to a political leader. To pander to party in an attempt to subvert the democratic process is an existential threat no less dire than the threat posed by agents of espionage. And you think that's hyperbole? Selling classified secrets to a foreign power may result in grave damage to national security. But if you destroy the nation's faith in the franchise and in its critical institutions, is to diffuse a poison without antidote. It's an act of fratricide and serves the fundamental bonds that unite a federation of states. No foreign power could hit that hard, so grave a blow as that perpetrated by these charged with the duty to preserve, honor, and champion our civil rights. A few days ago, Brian O'Hare, president of the FBI Agents Association, penned a Fox News opinion piece admonishing the public to pay attention to facts, not politics. And he produced a few paragraphs in defense of the work of the FBI and suggests that the political weaponization of the FBI is fiction. So in the spirit of his piece, I'd like to suggest that we put on our junior agents badges and assume the role of an impartial fact finder and let the evidence lead where it may. First, the tawdry modern tale of FBI politicization begins with Hillary Clinton and her criminal negligence in mishandling classified information. Then FBI Director James Comey held a press conference in July 2016, during which he delineated numerous examples of top secret and secret materials that were found on her unsecured private server. Despite the evidence cited, Comey, in unprecedented fashion, assumed the role of prosecutor and announced, "No charges are appropriate in this case." Then, obtusely, Comey went on to state that in any similar circumstance, someone mishandling classified information would be subject to administrative sanctions. You could presume that they would also face DOJ prosecution as well. As any FBI agent would tell you, handling classified information in that matter would be viewed as criminal had the perpetrator not been Hillary Clinton, the Democrat nominee for president. Then, secondly, the penchant for Democrat Party favoritism came to an ugly head when the Kabul to subvert the presidency of Donald J. Trump was finally exposed. The perpetrators of this disgusting smear campaign are now all well known. Peter Strzok, his paramour, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, and other minor minions. All three have been dismissed from FBI service. I don't have the time to give you a detailed recounting of the dismal conduct of the three aforementioned and disgraced FBI employees, but, there's ways to find that out. Anecdotally, Peter Strzok has gone on to produce an anti-Trump screed titled Compromised, Counterintelligence and the Threat of Donald J. Trump, which hardly lends credit to the assertion that Strzok was a model of objectivity. And additionally, both Strzok and McCabe are peddling their Trump derangement on the CNN contributor circuit. Lisa Page has found a new home at MSNBC, a failing Democrat Party propaganda outlet. And then there's third, the mostly peaceful protests that occurred during the summer of 2020, perpetrated by Antifa thugs and BLM activists, received a measured response from FBI headquarters when this was in fact domestic terrorism. FBI Director Christopher Wray expressed during a congressional testimony, "We look at Antifa as more of an ideology or a movement than an organization." But then he went on to say that Antifa is a real thing. And during an October 2020 debate with Donald Trump, Joe Biden stated his own FBI director said, unlike white supremacists, Antifa is an idea, not an organization. Further, Director Wray stated that the FBI logged 120 domestic terrorism arrests during 2020. These arrests spanned a variety of violations and were not specific to Antifa or BLM subversive operations. So it may be a mischaracterization to assert that Ray discounted the Antifa threat, but it strains credulity to assert that the DOJ-FBI response to these January 6 protests were commensurate with the summer of death and destruction perpetrated by Antifa and BLM operatives. And to date, DOJ, via the massive investigative resources committed by the FBI, has charged 850 individuals from 48 states for crimes that occurred during the single day January 6 protest. Which brings us to our final thing, the Mar-a-Lago raid, the tissue of pretext used to secure search warrants and the recent appointment of a special master to provide oversight of DOJ and FBI activities related to the raid has cast the FBI into the most unflattering light. Spurred on by an activist attorney general, the FBI continues to cover up for Hunter Biden's laundry list of crimes and perversions, resulting in the resignation of former assistant special agent in charge, Timothy Tebalt. Moreover, their recovery of Ashley Biden's diary is beyond the pale. The home of James O'Keefe was the subject of an FBI search to recover the diary, not coincidentally containing statements about Joe Biden taking showers with his daughter Ashley. Repulsive. And stolen or not, this is nothing less than Joe using FBI agents as his personal valets. We cannot have a weaponization of the institutions in the United States. They have to serve the people always. And this is the thing, the bureaucracy, all of these other things, the Senate, the House, all of these guys serve before a certain president, and they serve after a certain president. So the president comes in, and he's supposed to be leading the country around, right? He's the head of the country, he's supposed to be setting the course for the nation. And the agencies execute this. And if something is unconstitutional, then the judiciary gets a hold of it, and they debate it, and they have their day in court, and then they make a ruling. So the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the ABC, the EFG, all of these are supposed to simply be holding the course, especially the ones in charge of justice. Lady Justice is blindfolded. She's blindfolded, and she holds the scales, and the scales have to remain even. If I commit a crime, the book is thrown at me. If a Democrat commits a crime, the book is thrown at them. If I do it in the name of, I don't know, restore the Republic. I start a new organization, Restore the Republic. And then I start my own little song and dance and do all these things and break things and all this other stuff. I should be arrested and put in jail. So should Antifa and BLM. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gun Owners. Wrong. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Was a faux pas. I'm the host of both shows, so I don't know if that was a faux pas. When I said, I was about to say this is Gun Owners News Hour, but this is Lock and Load. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Nobody has ever elected a Republican and said, I want you to go in there and I want more gun control. That's why we elect a Republican. That has never been a thing within the Republican Party. And yet, some of these guys get in there, and then they run out there and they say, well, I'm a this and I'm a that, and then they get in there and they operate differently. Like Representative Chris Jacobs. He's not going to run for re-election this year, in large part because of the backlash he received when he announced his support for a ban on modern sporting rifles shortly after the shooting at the Topps grocery store in Buffalo earlier this year. Before he leaves Congress, he's making one last push for gun control. A new bill that would require all new owners of so-called assault weapons to be licensed by the federal government, which is sort of stupid. Let me send this text real quick before we get a phone call. And then we'll get back at it. So, his legislation includes a new licensing system, a mandatory safety course, fingerprinting, a background check, and much more. Anyone who owns a, quote, assault weapon, end quote, at the time of enactment would be grandfathered in. Isn't that big of them to grandfather in our freedom? There are exemptions to the bill, including those who already own a, quote, assault weapon, active duty military and law enforcement officers, and more. He describes this as a common-sense gun legislation. He says we can honor and protect our Second Amendment while also ensuring that dangerous weapons do not fall into the wrong hands. And how does this do that exactly? Individuals who purchase a gun at retail are already going through a background check, and it's not like those who get a gun on the black market are going to suddenly comply with this new mandate. They already don't do the background check. They're not going to go register it, too. As for the fact that existing owners of modern sporting rifles are grandfathered into the legislation and wouldn't be required to go through the process, big deal. For years, California and New Jersey bans on so-called large-capacity magazines grandfathered all those who owned 10-plus round magazines before the ban took effect. But over the last few years, both states approved new legislation removing the grandfather clause and requiring all existing magazine owners to either hand them over to the government, permanently modify them, destroy them, or move them out of state. Give an inch, take a mile. And there's nothing stopping future lawmakers from doing the same with Jacobs' proposed gun licensing measure. And in fact, that would be a top priority for anti-gun politicians if this nonsensical legislation were ever signed into law. So this is a justification. He said, we saw firsthand in Buffalo, Uvalde, and countless other communities around our nation that high-powered semi-automatic weapons have the capacity to cause an extreme amount of destruction in a very short amount of time. While the overwhelming majority of Americans who own these weapons are law-abiding, responsible gun owners, the increasing trend of mass shootings with these weapons shows additional safeguards must be placed upon obtaining them. My bill will better ensure these guns do not fall into the wrong hands while still protecting your ability to exercise your Second Amendment right. Well, here's the deal. The shooter in Buffalo, Uvalde, and Highland Park all legally acquired their guns that they used to commit their cowardly attack. They passed background checks and presumably would not have been stopped by any of the new requirements. Registering a gun with someone, that doesn't mean anything. The guy in Buffalo, he bought a New York State compliant AR-15 and then modified it illegally, according to state law. And he waited. You know, he went there and he went through all the stuff that they have to do within their background check and all of the little hoops that they impose in New York State. And then he live streamed what he did. You know. So anybody attempting to purchase what is the most popular style of rifle in the U.S., this would just be a new requirement. So how exactly does this bill ensure that violent criminals and those plotting their attack can't get a hold of a gun? And unfortunately, he has yet to offer an explanation that makes sense, choosing instead to simply parrot the talking points of his new friends in the gun control lobby, whom, very shortly, he won't be of any use to. Now, I don't want to see another rampage killing. And I don't look at mass shootings as rampage killings. A rampage killing is what happened at a Topps grocery store in Buffalo, and is what happened in Uvalde, and is what happened in Aurora, Colorado. Excuse me, the Aurora Theater. My bad. Is what happened in Parkland. Those are rampage killings. This is where we're going in, and we want to create shock and awe within the community. We want everybody to know my name. And that's fine. I do know your name, and I state it often because you're the problem, not the gun. Trying to prevent a rampage killing. If you want to prevent a rampage killing, then you have to harden the target. You have to make the target capable of fighting back. Getting out there and making it a gun-free zone. Getting out there and saying, oh, we're going to ban this. Getting out there. Dead is dead. If somebody comes into a classroom with a butcher knife and locks the door, and there's nobody in there to fight that guy that is not a Filipino knife-fighting specialist, then that guy is going to kill a bunch of students. The problem is that when these things start, one, if you're not already prepared by being armed and hardened, then time is not on your side. With every passing minute that this guy's able to operate without being disturbed, people are dying. People are dying. Now, trying to prevent one by imposing a licensing requirement on tens of millions of law-abiding Americans isn't the answer, because the law-abiding Americans are not going to go off and do a rampage shooting. We have seen in places where they have all the gun control in the world, Isla Vista, whatever it's called, Elliot Rogers, he got out there, he decided he was going to pay everybody back. You know, women didn't understand how good looking he was, E-I-E-I-O. He was going to show them. So in California, you can only buy one gun every 30 days, and you have to wait 10 days after you buy it, and you have to take a test or some sort of safety course, and you can only have 10-round magazines. So Elliot Rogers went out, and he bought his first handgun, waited 10 days to pick it up, waited 30 days to buy another one, took the safety course, then bought another one, wash, rinse, repeat, did that another time after that, bought 41 10-round magazines, carried out his rampage shooting in full compliance of California law. Because nobody was able to defend against him. And he used guns and knives in a car. When I say knives, I mean machetes. You know? Alexis, what was his name? I can't remember the D.C. Naval Yard shooters. This guy was having...
Finding Nemo. Nemo's dad is named Marlin.
And there's that thing. He was talking to microwaves. He was having conversations with microwaves, and they knew this, and they were talking about this, and he had a psychiatrist and everything else. And he should have been a prohibited person, and yet he was still able to buy a shotgun and go in and shoot up the D.C. Naval Yard. Nobody talks about that one very much for some stupid reason. I do know the stupid reason. Because he needed mental health intervention, and there was none available. You know, I can't remember the guy's name with the Aurora shooting, but I mean, they knew that he was a loose cannon. They knew that in school, and he'd been kicked out of school, and they were going to be going after him while he was in school, but as soon as they kicked him out, they didn't continue that anymore. So then he went out and had his little rampage. And then when they went into his apartment and it was booby-trapped and everything, it was very evident this dude was a sick puppy. None of these things that we're describing, though, would have been stopped by this licensing requirement. In every one of the cases that he references, the shooter had displayed glaring warning signs and disturbing behavior in the months beforehand, but behavior was either never reported to authorities or law enforcement failed to take the appropriate steps that would have prevented these attacks from being carried out. And that's where his focus should be. But instead, he's adopted the gun control mentality of criminalizing our right to keep and bear arms with a false promise of public safety. They should be looking at Dylann Roof. What happened with Dylann Roof? That is a great object lesson. The background check system failed. The ATF failed. The FBI failed. It will happen again. And sometimes it will happen with the same severity as it failing in the case of Dylann Roof. All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.